Blog Talk Radio.
Father God, let your kingdom come. Sovereign Lord, let your will be done. I trust you more than anyone. Your faithfulness like the rising sun. Spirit, come have your way. Without you, I am incomplete. And I find you, I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart, seek you with my whole heart. And I find you, oh, I find you. When I seek you with my whole heart.
Oh, what a fellowship. Oh, what a joy divine. To lean on the everlasting arm. Oh, how bright the day. Oh, how sweet the path. I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. Oh, I'm leaning. Who? On Jesus. I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. Thank God for being here tonight. Welcome, welcome to Prophetic Grace Network. I say it again, Prophetic Grace Network. God is definitely showing us grace in the prophetic, with the prophetic, by sharing with us, giving us future instructions and telling us the things that we need to do to stay focused and to only to keep in the forefront of our mind, because the prophetic definitely does prepare us when times do come. And we just thank God for this network. It's such a blessing. And we are here. We are here. I'm one half of your host, Terrence.
And I'm the other half of your host, Tanisha. And today is October 26th. It's 2022, 7:11 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are excited to be here. Thank you for tuning in tonight and being a part of this network. God has really been exposing and uncovering the truth and shedding light to things. And what a time to be alive, and what an honor and a privilege to be part of a network that God is using to bring revelation and truth to the world in these end times.
Because the one thing we definitely need is the truth. Mm-hmm. God is the truth. And what we need is people. For those of us that have yielded to the truth and to the will of God, you know, we definitely need to pray for those that are living their lives and not acknowledging who God is. Those that don't have God in them, we really need to pray for them. We pray for them. We petition on their behalf while there's still an opportunity for them, because, you know, there's hope long as there's breath. That's how I look at it, you know. Mm-hmm. And people have to work out their own salvation. You know, we as ambassadors for Christ, we just let it be known that we all have to repent and get right with the Lord, mm-hmm. Period. I don't care what you got going on in your life. It doesn't matter. We all have to repent and get right with God. Shoot, when Jesus came preaching, I think it was Matthew, I want to say it's Matthew 1:15. Don't quote me on it. Hold on. Let me find it. It might be. Okay. Hold on, guys. I know I had it. Hold on, it's Mark. I'm in the wrong book. Hold on. You know, when you've seen some. Okay, yes. Oh, it's Mark 1. It's Mark 1. And this is Mark's account after John the Baptist was thrown in the prison. And when Jesus came to Galilee preaching, the first sermon Jesus preached, he said, "The time is fulfilled." This is what he says in Mark 1, verse 15. He says, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel. So it's just as plain as day. Jesus said the time is fulfilled. So in other words, Jesus ain't wasting time. The fact that he was here, he was letting you know that everything has to happen. It's time to check in. You know, I'm finna remove all the doubts and the wonders. They've been talking about me for many, many years now. The prophets have been prophesied for this day. And so now that this day has come, it's fulfilled. I'm here. The word has been made flesh and the word is amongst you. But now that the time is fulfilled and now that I'm here, I want you to know that I'm coming strictly focusing on the kingdom of God. So the kingdom of God is at hand. What is the kingdom of God? Why was he bringing the kingdom of God? Because he wanted to be done on earth as it is in heaven. You have to show us what heaven is all about. The kingdom of God is that all receive Christ and none have to perish. Mm-hmm. That's the kingdom of God. But in our arrogance, we're arrogant because we're born in sin and shaped in iniquity. So we have our own thoughts. We have our own way of living and our own way of seeing, our own way of understanding things before we come into the knowledge of Christ. That's why we have to repent. We have to realize the state that we're in is not the state that God wants us to be in. Who we think we are is not who we are. It's not who God says we are. What the world calls living is not the way God wants us to live. So we have to recognize the wrong and the right. We have to recognize that we are in sin. We have to recognize that we have come short of his glory. We have to recognize that. And when we recognize that, we have to turn away from that. So repent. And last, believe the gospel.
I'm dropping my mic.
And last, believe the gospel.
Believe the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
He tells a lot of things in life that we're going to believe. Our belief shapes our life. Our belief gives us the opportunities that we have. Our belief brings in the healing that we need. Our belief opens the doors for us that we need to be open. Our belief, where we are right now, is a product of past thoughts. So if you want your right now to change, you got to start thinking about how you want it to be. We got to believe it. Mm-hmm. Of course, faith without works is dead. But how many people are working on something they don't believe? I'm wasting time on something they don't believe in. Who's spending time doing something they don't believe? But see, the enemy believes that exactly who he is. He really believes that he has the authority that God has.
Mm-hmm.
He actually believes that he has greater authority. He actually believes that he's able to manipulate God into worshiping and serving him. That's why his work lines up to what he believes. To kill, steal, and to destroy. He wants to take us. He wants to capture our souls because that's why God came. That's why Jesus came to the world. It was about saving our souls. We're in a soul war. Good and evil is battling for your soul. Mm-hmm. And the thing about it is, your soul salvation, your soul security has already been paid for. It's already been purchased. is already waiting on you to receive it. It ain't going to come to you and just jump on you. You be sitting on your couch, doorbell ring. They know who is it? Salvation. No. You got to get it. You got to work it out. So you got to see Jesus. You got to receive Christ. And that's why I really want us to simplify and understand the simplistic nature of the love story. The time is fulfilled. We're still in the time that's been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. Jesus came and fulfilled the time. So Jesus, what he did is still, it still exists to this day. It didn't just happen in a moment and it just faded away into the black negative. God says he's the God of the living, not the dead. And when God says things, he says things on purpose. It's deliberate.
And it's true.
And it's true. He ain't just saying things. It's fillers. It's just so stuff your fillers in there. No. God specializes in the truth. When Jesus said, I am the way. The truth. The life. So you mean... There are other types of truths. There are other ways that people will come up with. Yes. There are other type of truths that people will try to believe. Yes. There are other type of lives people try to live. Yes. But I want to be clear with you. I am the way. I am the truth. Mm-hmm. And I am the life.
Just think about that. If he's telling you what he is, that means that there's something else that's pretending to be that.
Absolutely.
Because why would he state the obvious if there was no other alternative, if there was no other option?
Absolutely.
So if he's saying he is the way, that means there are other ways that are not true.
Absolutely.
If he's saying he's the way, right, he's mm-hmm. the truth, that means that there's lies.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the life, which means that there's death.
Mm-hmm.
So there's alternatives to what he is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's vying for you. It's seeking you.
Mm-hmm.
Every day.
Every day.
It wants you. Because if you've already found the way, right, that's it. You sealed in the blood.
Yeah.
Once you find the way. But the enemy will try to steal the truth
mm-hmm.
so that you don't have the life.
Mm-hmm.
Because he came to give you life and life more abundantly. The enemy is always trying to take, if he knows he can't have your eternity, he's going to try to torture you while you're here on this earth and try to stop the plan that God has for your life and try to get you confused and on the wrong path. How does he do that? With lies.
Mm-hmm.
That's the opposite of the truth. How does he do that? He kills. You know, he may not kill you, but he may kill your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He may kill your hopes. He may kill your dreams. He may kill the desires of your heart because he can't give life.
Mm-hmm.
All he can offer is death in disguise.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these people on these false paths, they think that they're living their life. They even say things like, oh, I'm living my best life. You're not living any life, let alone the best one. It is death in disguise. Because just like lies, people don't come out and say, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to lie to you and tell you it's a lie. They always disguise it
right as
the truth. Nobody says, hey, let's get you on the wrong path here. Ready? Come on, let's go. Tie your shoes real tight.
Right.
Follow me down this cliff. No, they disguise it as the way, as the right way. But Jesus is telling you that this is what it is. He mm-hmm. is the way. He is the truth. He is the life. Which means that there are hidden destruction that's trying to say it's the way.
Mm-hmm.
There's hidden lies that try to say it's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And there's disguised death that's trying to say it's the life. So mm-hmm. you might say, well, how do I know the difference? The relationship.
Right.
That's it. So I don't know if you guys listened to last night's show, but somebody called in And Randy was asking this caller about their relationship with God, not the church attendance,
mm-hmm.
not even how often they read the Bible, but he said, your relationship, that's what's important. These things aid us, right? Going to church aids in, should be, right? Should be aiding in your relationship with God. That's the point of it, because you're congregating and you're learning the word and you're sharpening each other and you're gaining hope and inspiration and you're growing your faith. That's the point of it, is to strengthen your relationship with the Lord. Not so that you could just say that you did something, not so you can stick a feather in your hat, not so that you can do a photo op to show people what an amazing person that you are, that you're righteous and that you're moral. And that's not the reason.
Mm-hmm.
The reason is to strengthen your relationship with God, because when you seek ye first the kingdom of God, all these other things are added onto you. When your relationship with God is tight, then you're going to automatically, by default,
mm-hmm.
do what he wants you to do. So you're going to serve where you need to serve. You're going to do his will. You're going to, all that comes along with it. But the purpose is to strengthen your relationship with God, and all that other stuff comes along with it. The purpose ain't just so you can watch the babies while people go hear the word. Purpose is to strengthen your relationship with God, because when you have a strong relationship with God, he says, I need you to watch the babies. You're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
That was my experience. Every church I've been part of, I've always ended up in children's ministry. Not because I want to, but because God has told me to. First time he did it, during service, God told me right before, he said, I want you to join children's ministry. And I was like, absolutely not. Will not do. No can do.
You ran there, the devil is alive.
Okay, get thee behind me, you know. And during service, after service ended, they said, you know, you're free to leave, but we do have some special requests. We have some needs around the church, and we're asking you to just search your spirit. Don't do it out of guilt or because, you know, do it because you feel led to do it, and we need help with the children's ministry. So I was like, The Lord had already told me before they even said it. So I'm like, ain't going to do it. So they had the children's ministry leaders come up, and they just said, you know, hey, we really need help here so parents can come and they can be able to enjoy the word, and you'll get a free tape of the service, and then you can pray, lay hands on the babies and all that. And we don't just watch them, because these are baby babies. They're like, we lay hands on them, we pray over them, we sing over them, we put spiritual music, you know, and play that over them, and we speak life into them. So it's not just you watching a bunch of babies and changing diapers. Like, we're really sowing seeds into these babies, and it sounds mm-hmm. great, but I feel like, no. So I'm trying to leave, right? And the ministry leaders walk up to me and say, hey, when we were doing our presentation, God specifically said he has called you to work in the children's ministry. Now, I had never had a conversation with these two before. I've seen them, but never expressed any interest in children's ministry. So it's not like they knew I was kind of mulling it over. This was all God. And because of my relationship with God, I was obedient and I did it. And then that led me into doing the street witnessing team as well. So the purpose of church is to strengthen your relationship with God, and then all that other stuff that God wants you to do, you'll do it. But you have to have a relationship with God. You have to love God, because he says, if you love me, you'll keep my commands. Not just the law, right? The commands are what God tells you to do, right? That's what commands are. Command is you tell somebody to do something. Like when you tell your dog to sit, you're giving your dog a command. You say fetch, you're giving your dog a command. It doesn't have to be, the person that gives the command is the person who's in authority. And when you submit to an authority, then you're going to do what the person in charge commands you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so God, if we are exchanging our will for his will, then we are giving him authority over our life. We're allowing him to be Lord over our life. So we're going to do the things that he commands us to do. And so I knew he was commanding me to work children's ministry, because he said that before they even made the announcement, before the people even walked up on me, like, whoa, 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 hey, I know you're trying to get to your car, but God said. So I didn't do it out of guilt. I didn't do it because they said God said. God had already told me. They were confirming what God had told me. So the point of all these things, of going to church, and the point of reading your word, is to get to know God and to grow and strengthen in your relationship and to grow faith. These are tools. But the tools, the end goal for the tools is to strengthen the relationship with God. So if you don't want to be tricked, right? You don't want to have the truth disguised, or the lies disguised as truth. If you don't want to have the path of destruction disguised as a way, if you don't want death disguised as life, you have to have a strong relationship with God. That's on you. Nobody else is responsible for your relationship with God but you. You and you alone. You're not going to give an account for this show and what I've said and my obedience. You're not going to give an account for what Terrence does or Randy does or anybody in your family or anybody does. You give an account for you. It's your responsibility to make sure your relationship with God is strong. It's up to you. And you use the things that God said. I mean, you ain't never got to set foot in a church if you don't want to, but you know, you can fellowship with other believers. You could definitely get into your word. You can't know a lie if you don't know the truth. The word is the truth. It's the word of God. If he says, I'm not like man that he should lie, that means the word, right? Can't, the word is true. All of it. All of it's true. I don't care what culture says. I don't care what society allows and what's typical or not typical. If it don't line up to the word, it's a lie. And you're not going to know the difference between the truth and the lie if you've never been taught the truth. So it's up to you to get into that word so that you're not going along with societal norms. You're not falling for the traps, the tricks, and the schemes of the enemy, because he's always on the prowl, like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. And and the word of God says that that they perish, right? People perish for the lack of knowledge. They don't say that they perish because knowledge isn't available. They lack it. We have access through the word of God. You don't have to be ignorant. You don't have to not know. If you don't know, it's a choice. And so when you choose not to know, you choose to perish. You could be perishing in an area. Everything else could be gravy. In that one area, you're perishing. You just can't get ahead. It's like you can't keep your head above water. You're just drowning because you're not, either you don't know the truth or you're not submitting to it. You don't want to believe it because it's not, it doesn't line up to what you want to do. We have to keep his commands. If we want success, we have to keep his commands if we don't want to fall for the tricks. There used to be a saying, probably still is a saying, I don't know, but it was a slogan for breakfast cereal. It says, silly rabbit, tricks are for kids. No, tricks are for the ignorant. In real life, maybe you go in a cereal commercial, it's just for the kids, and the kids are the only one that get tricked. But in real life, it's for the ignorant. That's who it works on.
Mm-hmm.
Those who don't know any better. They just going along. Sounds good. You know how many times when I worked in customer service and sales, and I would pitch, do a sales pitch, and people say, sounds good. Didn't research nothing. Just on the spot. Just damn, they just ready to hand over their dollars. Mm-hmm. I remember at one point I was working for the phone company, and they were selling these phones, and they were complete garbage. Like, they were horrible phones. I know because I had even ordered my mom one of the phones, and they were just the cheapest things ever. Like, made out of pure plastic, like, Lego parts. Like, just not good phones. But they wanted us to sell these phones. And I wouldn't sell them. And so, finally, not just regular management, like, the director comes up to me and says, hey, I got a report, and you haven't sold any phones. And I'm like, yeah, I know. And he goes, well, why haven't you sold any phones? I'm like, because they suck. I wouldn't sell this phone to my mama. And I did sell the phone to my mama, so I wouldn't do it again. Phones are terrible. They're trash. And he's like, well, I understand your personal feelings about the phones, but the requirement is we want you to sell, I think it was like three phones or two phones a month, something like that. I said, okay. I said, I want you to stay right here while I take the next two calls. And I sold each call a phone. They just took my word for it. I didn't lie. And I wasn't even a believer at the time. I just said, hey, we've got these phones. It's a great deal because normally it's this amount of money and you'll have a company branded phone. And if something goes wrong, our techs will come out and fix it. And in my back of my head, I guarantee that they're going to come out because the phone's completely sucking. They're trash. I mean, you blow on the phone, it's going to fall apart. And if you don't have the money up front, we can break it up into payments. So it's just a small increase in your phone bill. So what an opportunity for you to be able to have a branded phone where it's protected by tech support and you can break it up into payments. You know, so do you want the black one or do you want the pink one? Or we can do a wall mount one. It's up to you. Which one should I, you know, set you up for? And both times they went along with it. No research. I did not one time say the phone's fabulous. I just said it's amazing. It's going to look good. It's going to last you forever. Like, this is the last phone on earth you're ever going to buy. There's going to come a time where we're not even going to have phones in the house, and we're going to have cell phones. We're going to take them everywhere, and this phone still will be a ticking. I said none of those things, and they just bought them. Pure garbage phones. But they took my word. No research. And this is what people do every day. They just take the word of the powers that be, don't research it, don't compare it to the word of God, nothing. And then wonder, why I don't have no success? This is why, because you're lacking knowledge. And it's right there at your fingertips, literally, you Bible app. You don't even need a book Bible anymore. You can use a Bible on your phone. There's no excuse. So do not be deceived. Do not think that you're immune to the tricks and the wiles and the schemes of the enemy. You're a target. The minute you pop open them eyes, here he comes with the lies. Here he comes with the false paths. Here he comes with the death. You think, yeah, I'm about to get my life. I'm going to live my best life doing this, and it's pure death in disguise. You think them Halloween costumes coming up are going to be something. You have no idea what comes up with a costume in your life on a day-to-day basis, trying to pretend to be something that is not. You think that's a real ghost that knocks on your door on the 31st of October? No, it's a kid in disguise. That's what the enemy does. He disguises the lies, the destruction, the false paths. And so we have to, it's so imperative, it's so important in these times that we are getting in our word, and we are cultivating and strengthening our relationship with God. I'm going to tell you a dream I have real quick, and then we're going to start answering callers. I had a dream today is what, Wednesday, Monday night. I had a dream that there was a food shortage, which I do believe is coming in 2023. I believe that we're going to have a food shortage, a major food shortage. So just start stocking your pantry with rice and things that are non-perishable. Just, you know, not out of fear, just out of, let's be Joseph's, right? Because I believe that the body of Christ is going to experience a mass abundance. And so, yeah, you could go to Jamaica and buy all the things you want, but store up when you have the wealth so that when it gets really bad, you have, you know, what you need, okay? Because it's going to come to a time where we're just, well, what we need is what we need. That's what we're focusing on. We're not going to be worried about taking fancy trips and buying expensive purses and fancy cars and all that. We're just going to be, you know, make sure that we got what we need. Anywho, so I had a dream Monday night that there was a massive food shortage, and I was at the grocery store in the meat section, and everybody was looking for meat. There was no meat. The only meat available was lamb meat, and there were very small portions, and the people didn't want to eat it. But it's lamb. Like, they were thumbing their nose. And mind you, there's no meat to be found. There's tumbleweeds and empty shelves. And the only meat was these small packs of lamb. And it was good. It looked good. They didn't want it. They didn't want to eat it because they wanted the meat that they wanted. And when I woke up from the dream, I knew it was about things to come. Because who is the lamb? Jesus. That even when the destruction comes, some people are still not going to want to taste and see that the Lord is good because they want to still taste the wickedness of the world. Even when stuff is crumbling, they're still going to be searching, still wanting to party and do all them drink and get high and do all these things that they like to partake in because that's what they have the taste for. They don't care about surviving. They just want to eat the things that they have a taste, that they've acquired a taste for. Even though the availability is there. There was no meat in the store, just the lamb. And they were thumbing their nose up. And I'm trying to tell them, no, lamb is good meat. It's good. Look, it looks good. The portions are smaller, but it's good. And they were like, no, they don't want it. They did not want it. So, yes, when things get funky, there will be people who will come to the Lord. But don't be surprised that the wickedness is going to turn up when the destruction and the things start to happen that has been prophesied in the word. People say, yeah, that'll show them. No, it's not. some of them will get worse. So it's just up to us to know what the Lord is telling us to do in each moment and to keep our relationship strong. Let's do a collective prayer, and then we're going to answer calls. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, thank you for another day and another opportunity to be alive on this side of eternity, to do the work, to learn, to grow, to be available to people, to pray for people, to love on people. We just thank you for that, because if we're here, there's still work for us to do. So help us to be about our Father's business. That yes, we do the things that have been entrusted to us in the earth, but let us seek first the kingdom of God. Let us be about that business, just the same way we are about our business that, you know, that you use as a resource to aid in our livelihood. We know you are our true livelihood, but give us perspective to ensure that we're not neglecting your business, Father God. And Lord, we just pray that you would speak to all of us tonight. Strengthen us, Father God. Help us to grow even closer in our relationship with you and to value that relationship, to cultivate it, to be intentional about it. Not just to read a couple of scriptures and go about my day. No, to really delve into the word and to really dissect it and to really meditate and see what it is. What are you telling us in this time, Father God? What is it that you desire from me, Lord Jesus? Help us to have that desire for you and your ways and your will in our lives as individuals and collectively as a body of Christ. And Lord, we just pray that you continue to grow us as individuals and as a body of Christ, grow this network, give us visibility to those who need to see and to hear what you are speaking. And we thank you, Father God, for the revelation that's flowing in this ministry. Continue to bless everybody that's a part of it and protect them. And we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to our first caller. 610-969, who are we speaking with?
Shalom.
Hey,
this is Lisa from Shalom. This is Lisa from PA.
How are you tonight?
I'm good. I had a good weekend. You know, God was doing some things with me this weekend. But how are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
Yeah, we're doing good. God is good. God is moving, speaking. Really excited about what he's been revealing.
Yeah,
TGN.
Girl.
I mean, just awesome stuff.
Yeah. And then you had that dream. And my cousins had the same dream. I didn't have no dream. I saw, like, visions back when 2020, COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Like flash visions, but it was like March of 2020 when that happened, and I got revelation. I think it was 18 or something. It was like Babylon the Great was falling, and I saw all this stuff. Not everything came to pass, but a lot of it did. Like it was flashes of like the riots, you know, over there, and what was it? I think like what was it like Oregon and like Washington State and stuff like that over there. And the George Floyd, that thing that happened that summer, the beginning of the summer. So, like, a lot of those things that I saw back in 2020 happened. But with the whole food shortage thingy, I know about it from different prophetic people, you included now. And also, like, what God was, like, showing me through them and then, like, confirming. And, like, in a different way. Like, I didn't have no visions, per se, like, dreams. More or less, like some revelatory insights, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
God bless. Like, yeah, he'll just give me nuggets, you know, but here's another one with your dream. So, yeah, I feel like this is what God showed me. Like, the people who are supposed to prepare, he has them preparing. And, like, we have to be wise, right? However,
yep.
It's the anointing that he showed me that is what is going to be key. The glory realm, walking in the signs, wonders, and miracles, basically doing the same miracles and greater exploits than, you know, what we see in the Bible. So he will multiply our provisions with the fish and the loaves, you know. He's going to, you know, what did Moses do? He spoke to a rock and he hit a rock. So, and then, like, what about Elijah and them with the axe, like the iron axe head or something? It floated, putting the salt in the pot to fix the porridge, whatever, like the poison in the pot. Like, so I feel like the prophetic acts and also like just operating the glory realm and like co-partnering with the angelic is going to be key in this, in these untimed seasons. But I'm also excited, you know, because like we were, this is our destiny, you know, so yeah, basically, yeah.
Yep.
So hallelujah, that is good. So we're gonna be stocking, but not stockpiling like hoarding. We're gonna be doing it wise. Like I got bulgur, wheat, you know, like lentils, dried beans, things like that. You know, rice you have to like swap out because rice, like brown rice, it'll go bad like in 6 months. It won't last years. So. Like, the thing is vacuum pack, canning, like, they do the canning out here in PA. We're in the Amish people land, you know, like, so there's ways. I'm more focused on, like, I guess the spiritual side, but also putting the practical side in there and the, you know, I like that too. And, you know, doing your physical things, like, I've been talking about this years ago with you guys, but like I'm looking into like just alternative currency, like you know what I'm saying. But I don't understand any of that digital stuff. I'm not understanding it. The NFT or whatever it's called, and I think that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. And the digital stuff, I'm not really understanding it or into it. But I was listening to PGM with the. What you guys have out there in Texas. So we'll see, you know, how God will. I feel like I know y'all out there in Texas for a reason. So I feel like I'm going to come out there sometime. I just don't know when. You know what I mean? At least to visit, at least for a visit. And, like, I believe I'm going to tell you something. Back at, oh, man, this is interesting that it's coming up. Back in, like, 2017, Prophet Randy had talked about the portals and things like that. And then God showed me himself. It was not only Prophet Randy, it was the PGN crew back then. And then he showed me himself on the, you know, after that we already discussing things like that. And it was like opened up to me and other people were teaching on it about the portals. God showed me about that. So back then when he showed me, I was so like, you know, oh, it was so clear. Now it's just a memory. But we will be able to, like, travel, teleport, whatever they call it, supernatural transportation, translating or whatever. I don't know if y'all believe in that, but God showed me that, you know, being able to not astral project because that is the opposite. That's like the occult way. But traveling in the spirit, like the guy Philip, I think it was Philip, right? Yeah, Philip and Enoch, he went up though, and Elijah went up. So I would say Philip is a good example because he was taken, and then he baptized the eunuch. That's in the book of Acts. So I believe in that. So I don't know if y'all understand what I was trying to say, but that's what God showed me. So I pray that the Lord. I will open that up to you. Open the, you know, it's like Jacob's ladder. Like, and this guy, one of these guys that commissioned me, his name is Dr. James Maloney. He passed like last year or whatever. And there was this woman called Frances Metcalf back in the day, like in the 30s and 40s. Anyway, she had a revelation of like the high praise and worship of the Lord, and they would call themselves the Candlestick Ladies. This is before Gwen Shaw and the Handmaidens and all that, but this woman would have these women that's what they would do. They would praise God and intercede and stuff. And back then, they used to travel in the spirit. And then later in life, when James Maloney went to the same countries, they would say, oh, you know, the ladies, the Candlestick Ladies were here already back, and they would have, like, you know, signatures and stuff, proof, journals of these women, that how they would travel in the spirit and pray and intercede and be in the battleground. And I thought that was amazing. Like, wow, that is such an amazing, like, way to live in the supernatural. And that was in the 30s and the 40s. So I know God is raising up women in this hour. He's highlighting that to me, like a Deborah, the Esther, the Annas, the Hannahs, the women of the Bible coming in the same manifestations through the Holy Spirit. So I'm just very excited about these times that we're living in. You know, it's amazing. So, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. All right, let me be quiet because, yo, I know people being waiting in line. I'm shocked I'm number one. This is my old number, y'all. My back in the day number when I met y'all. I got it back, yo. Yeah, I got it back. Now it's under my mother's plan, the Consumer Cellular, because they wouldn't let me call in the PGN. I used to have booths for years. They cut me off, and then I had an internet like Wi-Fi phone number, they wouldn't let me call in to the show. So I don't know. So far, Consumer Cellular is working. So I don't know how y'all do it through the Wi-Fi, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we use like a Google number. But now with the provider that we have, we can call directly. But before when we couldn't, when it wouldn't allow us, we had Google numbers that we would just use.
Okay.
We have a Google number. So that's like a workaround.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, this one's working. This is my old number, y'all.
Okay.
Yes, you are.
All right, and Brother Terrence, speaking that, I needed to tell you about when you got correction, it was God. So that's why you didn't remember. It was beautiful how God brought, because I was like listening to him, like, yep, that's me. I need to focus. And then you were talking about it again tonight, so I was like, that's the topic, you know, and some other things you said, because that was like a couple weeks ago, but I was like, wow, God, thank you. And it was like, yeah, it was like a prophetic counsel, like a wisdom, like a correction, but you know what I mean? Like it was a course correct. It was alignment, put it that way. I believe the Lord used you and it was beautiful, prophetic alignment, to bring prophetic alignment. Even if you didn't know, I knew. So I was thankful. I was like, wow, that was beautiful. It was so, it was like finesse, like just purely, simply explained. And like, I got insight from the Holy Spirit as you were telling me, as you were talking, because I was on mute. So thank you. Thank you. I love you both, y'all. I love the way Tanisha comes with the teaching and everything and the prophetic insight that she has. I just love y'all's flow. I always say it every time, but it's beautiful to me because it's so impactful and it's genuine, it's true and authentic, and I love it because I know it's God. So thank y'all for your purity and also for your faithfulness.
I'm going to unmute myself. Hello? Hello, 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 hello. No, I still can't hear myself.
Hello? Hello?
Unmuted.
There it is. Can you hear us, Shayla?
Hello?
Yes. Hello.
Can you hear?
Yes, I think he's
okay. Yeah, we have to. Mm-hmm. We have to do a workaround. Let's pray for Lisa first, since we got cut off, and then we're gonna pray for you. But we just wanted to make sure that you guys could hear us. Okay. So first, let's pray for Lisa. Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the increased wisdom and just the secrets of the supernatural realm being revealed to her, Father God. We thank you that to understand what pure truth is, because some things are just because something is not being actively used doesn't mean it's not true. Some truth is hidden, and we thank you, Father God, for the truth becoming uncovered by her in the realm of the supernatural. And we thank you, Father God, for the wisdom being increased, because with that type of gift, the ability to operate the supernatural, the enemy is always going to try to tap into that and try to trick her. But we thank you, Father God, for the wisdom and discernment to be able to distinguish between the things that are supernatural of you and the things that are supernatural of the enemy, so that she doesn't fall victim to any of that, that the things that she does will be the things that are of you, Father God. So we just thank you for that. We thank you for the protection over her life and over her family, and let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, Jayla, let's pray for you as well.
Okay.
Oh, I'm going to set my phone down.
Yeah.
Well, we thank you for Jayla tonight, Father God. We thank you for purity. Purity, purification, and just seeking for things that's pure. Like, God is going to really open up to you on really how to see things from its pure nature, when it's pure, when dealing with people with no motives, no ulterior motives and different things, but they have a pure loving nature, And God is going to bring people like that. Because they still do exist. They exist, and the iron is going to sharpen, you know, iron. I see like the gathering of like minds, the gathering of like minds to kind of basically forge an alliance, a team that's preparing for war, and it's a spiritual war. Like, you're going to get a group of friends, but the main objective is like y'all ain't gonna be played with, you know, spiritually. Period.
Mm-hmm.
You're gonna set a new standard, a true way of living, not a new way of living, but the true way of living, because there's nothing new under the sun. Christ has already showed us how we're supposed to live, but nobody wants to live that way, you know, or the We desire some desire to live that way and be oppressing toward it, but it's for those that do not have a desire, that do not want to know who God is, that has not received Christ. That's who we call for. That's who we call for, because we don't desire for nobody's soul to burn in hell. And those that don't believe that hell is a real place, just because they don't believe it don't mean it ain't true. And so just because people don't believe things, don't allow them to frustrate you, don't allow it to even anger you. It's just that when you know the truth, you stand on it. It's up to them. It's like, man, I'm trying to give you something that I know is true. It's like trying to tell somebody about a place where it's nothing but peace, love, joy, happiness. It's the most beautiful place you can go to, and you've been there. They have it, but they don't believe it exists. And you telling them what they need to do to get there, but because they don't believe it exists, they don't even accept the instruction. Now, that's on them.
Mm-hmm.
That's on them. They talking about they want to get away and do all this, and that's how the world is. They talk about they want to to solve problems. They talk about all these problems and what we need to do. We need to come together. You know, we got to have this party, that party. We need to think this way. We need to do this. We need to incorporate this. We need to add this. They are doing everything but adding Christ. They're doing everything but standing on the word of God, everything but seeking the truth, everything but getting the real answer, everything but this. But that's the way of the world. For God so loved the world that he gave. God already knew the state of the world. So the quicker we understand that that's just the way of the world, the less frustrated we are. The easier it is and the more beneficial it is for us to position ourselves in urban do what we're supposed to do. Because a lot of times we be trying to make things our job that ain't our job. It's not our job. And we try to make it our job. But all we got to do is be like Jesus. The time is fulfilled. It's fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel. That's simple. People want to believe it. They want to believe CNN, Fox, their favorite YouTuber. They believe their friend, their neighbor. They believe their spouse, their mama, their daddy, their cousin. They even believe themselves over the Lord. Mm. Now, if that ain't a trick of the enemy, I don't know what it is. We'll believe everything but what the Lord says. And that's where you come in at. Because you know God's word to be true. God's going to use you in that area to show people, like, hey, this is what it is. You do what you want. I'm going about my business. I done already dropped it off to you. It's up to you if you're going to pick it up or not. Yeah, but we just thank God for the revelation. We thank God for positioning you. We thank God for sharpening your mind and giving you like a sharp mind to really be very keen on details and conversation. Because people will say really good things, but they'll leave out certain details. I think God is going to give you an ear to hear the details. You're going to know when something's missing. You're going to know when something don't belong, when something needs to be added.
Mm-hmm.
And we just thank God for you, Jesus. Amen.
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 I'm asking you.
Oh, I thought you said
I said, how are we going to do this? We only got a short
20 minutes? Okay. Well, yeah, we'll just.
Hello?
Still got.
Hello?
2, 3, 4, 5, 5. All right.
Go ahead, Zoe. Talk for a second.
Oh, that. I hear myself, but I don't want to. It's like a background. I don't want to talk over y'all. I don't know if I'm
healthy. I hear it now, too.
I hear it. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know if it's my phone.
I don't know if it's my phone.
Like, I still hear it.
Yeah, I still hear it.
Hold on.
Unmuted.
Hey, what about now? You still catching?
Hello.
Hello.
It's echoing.
Oh my God. Hold on. It's probably a speakerphone. How about now?
Hello. Okay.
How about now?
It's good.
Okay. Cool.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. I guess we do it like this, I guess, for right now. I don't know. It's these connections. But what we'll probably do, we'll just probably just gonna go down the list and get everybody. Because y'all ain't gonna be able to, if we getting an echo, we getting an echo. So I don't know how to fix that right now. All right. Well, we love you, Jayla. Thank you for calling in. I hate we couldn't, without all the distractions, but it's all good. I know you got what you needed to get. I'm going to go ahead.
I love
you
both.
Yeah, absolutely. We love you, Jayla. All right, 910709.
I don't know if it's still hearing. Echo. Echo off speaker. That's why I just took it out.
Okay. I don't hear anybody.
You don't have to. I'm just going down the list.
Oh, you're just going to go down the list.
Yeah.
So you're not going to unmute.
No,
because
we're getting the
echo. Okay. All right. What was the number?
910-70.
Okay. Lord, we thank you right now for 910-709. We thank you for the truth coming out. Truth could only be hidden for so long, and that's the thing about the truth. It's always going to dig its way to the surface. It's always going to come to the top. You know, even like, I don't know if you keep up with the headlines, but there was a major headline yesterday about the state of New York. There was a judgment that they're going to have to reinstate the sanitation workers that were fired for not getting the vaccination because the state of New York Supreme Court has determined that vaccination neither stop the spread or stop or prevent a contraction of COVID. And that's the reason why they were fired, because they were saying, well, if you don't get the shot, you're not stopping the spread, and then you're not ensuring that you won't catch it. So they made that decision yesterday that they have to give them back the jobs and back pay. Well, because that's the truth. You know, no judgment to anybody who received the vaccination, but the way it was done, I feel the American public and the whole world was lied to about the nature of what it did, or the data that they had as far as what it was able to do or not able to do. And so because of that, there was a lot of division, people saying the people who weren't getting vaccinated were super spreaders and didn't care about their loved one communities. It caused division in families, caused all this stuff based on lies. And now the truth is starting to slowly come out, because the truth could only be hidden for so long. And so it's like, whether the truth be something small or the truth be something major like that, it's going to come out. So just know that the truth in all matters of your life, it's going to come out. So if somebody's been hiding things, and it could be something major like that, things that could cause major division within people, because we saw that it became a whole battle of the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. It showed us, and it should show us as a body of Christ, how easy it is to bring in division, right? How easy it, even believers, as believers fighting other believers about, oh, you got it, you're a guinea pig, or, oh, you didn't get it, you don't care about your family, and all this kind of stuff. And people are even making statements like, I don't feel sorry for nobody who died that didn't get the vaccine, and all this other crazy stuff. I mean, it was bringing out really the evil in people. And people were doing this based on believing things that were not true. And so sometimes when the truth is hidden, a lot of chaos can ensue, and a lot of decisions can be made, but the truth is always going to come out. And so just trust God for the truth. That's what God does. The truth will come out. The truth is going to be unearthed. It doesn't matter how much dirt is put on it. It will always find its way to the top. And that is a way that God vindicates, you know, because the truth comes out. And then while it was hidden, the things that took place, it gives you awareness of, you know, people believing the lies, people, their actions because of the lies, whatever. It just shows you, gives you greater perspective so that you know how to move forward. So, Lord, we just thank you for the truth being unearthed. We thank you for you taking care of your people. You take care of your people. I'm going to give you a scripture real quick. I got one earlier, and I feel like it was for you. So let me find it, because I had highlighted it this morning. Okay, it's Psalms 34:21. I'm reading it as the Amplified. It says, evil will cause the death of the wicked, and those who hate the righteous will be held guilty and will be condemned. You know, we personally don't condemn people, but God does what he does. So we don't seek anything, because when people are engaged in certain things, behaviors, spiritual wickedness, it causes their own downfall. And we always pray against that. We don't want anybody to go down. We don't want anybody to be found guilty or condemned. But it is what it is. So, again, that was Psalms 34:21. And then also another one for you is Psalms 34:14. Turn away from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. So that's all you do. Every circumstance, you got to seek peace and pursue it, right? Because it's one thing to find it, but then you got to, like, when it tries to get away, right? Because it'll try. The enemy will try to put circumstances, thoughts in your mind to try to have it get away. You got to pursue it. That means you got to chase peace. Because just because you find it don't mean you're going to always dwell with it, right? Sometimes you done floated off somewhere, so now you got to pursue it. Always be pursuing peace. That's how we have the peace that surpasses understanding. And sometimes it's hard for us because we're emotional. So we want to lash out or you know, feed into what we're feeling, but we got to always be remembering to seek peace and to pursue it. So we thank you for that. Let it be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's see. Next one would be 97. No, that's me.
93808. Mm-hmm. Father God, we thank you for 903808. We thank you for like being like privacy. Like God is showing you like privacy. Like we live in a day where we feel like everybody has to know every move we make. We are driven by social media. We're driven by the impulse of posting and keeping people informed. But God is going to show you about what to keep people informed about. They don't have to know everything, but showing them exactly what it is that they need to know. So if you are not a poster, if you don't have social, I don't know, God might be getting you ready to do that, to prepare something on a social media platform that's going to draw, but it's going to be intentional. It's going to be intentional. God is going to teach you strategy and being intentional and deliberate about what's to be shared, and setting boundaries in your life about what doesn't need to be shared, you know, because people don't need to know everything, even when it comes down to Christ. When Jesus had healed the lepers, he told them, you know, don't go back tell nobody, you know. But one did, and I mean, wow, I can kind of understand. You excited, man? Look, you healed. You finally free from this disease and this, that, and other, but you still have to be obedient to the word. But out of disobedience, you know, Jesus wasn't able to go in and preach in that city. I believe because of that, you know, he had to leave the city. So a lot of people, blessings, basically, I don't think that they were stopped per se, but they were delayed at the moment. There was a delay for them getting the things that they need because Jesus couldn't come and preach there, you know. So it's just being mindful and being in tune to what God is telling you to do and how he's telling you to do it, and being intentional about your life and not just being so impulsive about your life, because we live in a very impulsive world. It's all about impulsiveness, you know, what they feel like doing, you know. What I feel like being today, you know, I feel like being a donut today, you know, and that's accepted in this society. But it shouldn't come as a shock to us as believers, because the scripture already tells us about these times that are coming. But we have to have a different approach. You know, we don't need to be shocked. We shouldn't be moving with the shock value. We should be coming back, giving the world the shock value. Like, we're not going to fold. We're not going to, you know, bow down to your tactics, your moves. And so God is going to teach you how to be deliberate about what you're doing, and it's going to benefit so many people. In Jesus' name, amen.
It is 828-989. Lord, we thank you right now for 828-989. Thank you, Lord, for just the protection realm and understanding what the protections that come along with serving you are. What does that mean to be protected? Because even in the world, there's so many different protections, right? Like insurance, for example. Insurance is something that's not a tangible. Like, when you buy it, you don't get to put it on your mantle and say, look at this nice, shiny, beautiful insurance. It's a protection. So if something goes down, it responds. It responds to a loss. That's what insurance does. It responds to loss. And then based on the type of insurance you have, they have what's called perils, right? Perils are what type of loss it responds to and what it will ensure. And so God has the same type of protections. And so God is really going to take you on a journey in the Word to show you the protections, what comes along, excuse me, with serving God, what comes along with giving your life to Jesus. Yes, you'll make it to eternity, but that's the major thing, right? But there's also certain protections that come along with serving Christ, and he's really going to show you those protections and how to apply them, right? Imagine having insurance for something, and then you lost something, you know, very near and dear to you, and you didn't even know you had insurance. If you don't file a claim, the insurance company doesn't even know, doesn't respond. But you can have the insurance. It could be in place, policy paid, it's all good, but if you don't know about it, and you don't know that it applies, that you even have it at all to apply to that loss, then now you're just dealing and suffering with the loss when you could have the loss, you could be made whole. And so God is going to teach you what protections you have in areas so that you can be made whole. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Next is 251-229.
251-229, Father God, we thank you for 251-229. We thank you for just knowing, being sure, without any doubt. I see you walking in like a different level of assurance. You thought you knew. You thought you know. Well, you knew, but now you really gonna know something. You know, just when you thought you couldn't know anything else or feel any more moved by God, it's levels. God is definitely opening up some opportunities for you to just bear witness internally. It's like the peace of God, the healing of God, the love, the warmth. The warmth of him. And he's such an awesome God. He's such an awesome God, and I just see him like just hanging with you. You know, just letting you know it's all good. Period. Regardless of what's going on, it's all good. This too will pass, and so whatever you're going through, whatever difficulties, this too will pass. God is your strength. God is your provider. He's your healer. He's your confidant. He is all that you need. All that you need. So tap in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Next is 305-200. Lord, we thank you for 305-200 for the mighty, the valor, understanding the valor of the word and of who you are. Let's look that word up real quick. It's not a word that I use often. great courage in the face of danger, especially in battle. The valor. Let me go to Merriam-Webster because that's my favorite.
Man, that just gave me chills. Strength of mind or spirit that enables a person to encounter danger with firmness. Ooh-wee, personal bravery. You can encounter anything when you know who you serve and you already know the outcome, right? A lot of the times when we face situations and fear comes about us, how it's going to pan out, or we have doubt of how it's going to pan out. But when you have valor, strength of mind or spirit that enables you to encounter danger with firmness. Come on. Firm is firm. The opposite of firm is weak, right? It's weak. It's soft. Delicate, dainty, right? Fragile. Firm is firm. It's steady. It's solid. It's like a rock. And many dangers come. Danger doesn't have to just be, you know, like somebody's trying to take your life. Danger is danger. You know, sometimes you feel your job is in danger or your money's in danger. Or your peace is in danger. There's all sorts of things that could be in danger. But when you are firm, that means you already know what it is. And this is what you're going to have, the valor of the word, the valor of God, the strength. Because when you're weak, he's made strong, right? And you can do all things through Christ. You're not doing it through you. You're not doing it through your soul or none of that. You're doing it through Christ. And God has all the valor because he knows what it is. Because he's the creator of it all. Come on. Creator of the universe. God before you, who could be against you? So this is your life, the firm, being firm in things. So when God tells you to step up and say things, you're going to step up and say things with valor. There's not going to be no daintiness, no weakness. You're going to say, this is what it is, period. And it is what it is. So, Lord, we just thank you for the strength and the valor. We thank you for the firmness. We thank you for them being fortified in your word, Father God, and very sensitive to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit's promptings. We thank you just for being a very mighty person of God. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Sorry for the audio issue earlier. God bless you all. Till next time, we love you and good night.